For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trivia for Kids, the podcast. I'm Ren.
And I am Casey. Thanks for coming with us again for another week of the podcast. Do you know that this number is double the same number?
88?
99, baby.
What?
Yeah, we're almost at triple digits. Triple digit numbers of podcasts. That is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. What are you up to today, Miss Ren?
Church.
Yep, church. And then we went over to somebody's house and they had a dog. And guess what Ren's been talking about ever since we left?
Pet.
How she wants a pet and her begging and pleading and bargaining and all the things to try to get a pet. Still, she hasn't taken the hint yet.
If you guys think I should get a pet, tell my mom.
Tell my mom. And you know what I'll tell them? Sorry. She already has a pet.
I have a tiny fish. If you touch it, it will die. I want like a turtle.
You can't really pet a turtle or a snake, really.
You can touch a turtle, but if you touch a fish, it will literally die.
Well, I don't know if it'll die right away. I don't think you should touch it very often, though. It's a losing battle. I'm so sorry. She even told me, Mom, I don't want to make you sad, but as soon as I leave the house and go to college, I'm going to get a cat. So if anybody has a pet that they'd like to lend us for an hour so that Ren can get it out of her system, then we'll take it for an hour and then you can have it back. How about that? It'll be like a rent-a-pet. I don't feel like that's such a bad business deal. Rent a pet. You could have a pet for like a day and then pass it to somebody else.
As long as it would persuade you to let me keep it.
Well, no, that's the point of renting something. Then you don't have to keep it and you give it back.
No, I want a pet.
Anyway, oh my word. This is like the constant battle in our house. How about a joke to get your mind off of a pet? I hope they're not pet jokes.
That's never going to work.
Okay. The first joke comes from Brooke and Jace. Thank you. Oh, it is kind of a pet joke. What did one naked mole rat say to the other? Get away, I'm naked. You're not laughing. That's hilarious.
Really understand it.
I think they made it up. Get away, I'm naked. Love it. All right, this joke comes from Cece. Thank you, Cece. What kind of socks do grizzlies wear?
I don't know.
None. They have bare feet. That was funny, too. All right. And our last joke comes from Paige. Thank you, Paige. Oh, you're going to know this from Big City Greens. When is the best time to go to the dentist?
2:30.
Because in Big City Greens, he had what?
Hurdy tooth.
Yeah, he called it hurdy tooth because he had mouth pain, but he didn't want to go to the dentist and get rid of hurdy tooth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ren. Here we go. Last episode before we hit triple digits. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round number 1, the category is blockbuster movies. Question 1. In Jurassic Park, what animal is used to lure the T-Rex into view for the kids to see it? Question 2. What is the name of the youngest Weasley sibling in the Harry Potter series? Question 3. Mufasa from The Lion King and which Star Wars character were voiced by the same actor, James Earl Jones? Question 4. In the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which of the children was the first to meet the White Witch? Question 5. In what movie would you find a blue humanoid species called the Na'vi? Question 6. Which famous adventure hero was named after the family dog? Question 7. In the Barbie movie, which Barbie describes herself as in the splits with a funky haircut and smells like basement? And now the round one answers. Question 1. In Jurassic Park, what animal is used to lure the T-Rex into view for the kids to see it?
Wasn't it like a sheep?
It was a goat.
Oh, I was close.
Do you remember they had the goat tied up inside the fence? And the girl was like, it's not going to eat it, is it? Or something. And because she was a vegetarian and she didn't want to see the goat get hurt. Yeah, it was a goat. Question 2. What is the name of the youngest Weasley sibling in the Harry Potter series?
That's easy. Ginny.
It is Ginny. You are reading Harry Potter right now. Which one are you on?
Book 4.
Which is?
Harry Potter. No, that's book 3.
Goblet?
And the Goblet of Fire.
And that's a really long book, isn't it? All right. Question 3. Mufasa from The Lion King and which Star Wars character were voiced by the same actor, James Earl Jones?
I am your father.
What was his name?
I mean, it wouldn't be Luke. Yeah, it's Darth Vader.
It is Darth Vader. So Mufasa and Darth Vader have the same voice. Crazy. Did you know that?
No, I just estimated because Mufasa has like a low, deep voice.
Oh, that was...
And Darth Vader has a low, deep voice.
Question 4. In the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, which of the children was the first to meet the White Witch?
That one's easy. We just watched this movie. Edmund.
Edmund. Yep, it was Edmund. Edmund ate the witch's food and was enchanted into believing that he should betray his brothers and sisters. Do you remember what kind of food he asked the witch and she made it out of the ground?
Turkish something.
Yeah, Turkish delight is what she made for him to eat. Question 5. In what movie would you find a blue humanoid species called the Na'vi?
This is only because I watched this movie with my dad once. Avatar.
It is Avatar. Did you like Avatar? It is a very, very long movie.
Sorta.
Question 6. Which famous adventure hero was named after the family dog?
Indiana Jones.
It is Indiana Jones. So Indiana Jones's real name is actually the same name as his dad. I'm trying to remember what the dad's name is. Anyway, but he's whatever the dad's name is, Junior. But he goes by Indiana because they had a dog named Indiana and it was his favorite dog. So he wanted to be called that.
Huh.
Question 7. In the Barbie movie, which Barbie describes herself as in the splits with a funky haircut and smells like basement?
Weird Barbie.
Yes, Weird Barbie. She looks different than the other Barbies. We have a Weird Barbie. I had a Weird Barbie when I was a kid, too. It was one of the Barbies that you were like, oh, I'm going to try to give her a haircut and make her look cooler. And then you cut it and you were like, oh, no, I ruined her.
Quinn made a Weird Barbie. We had this really pretty one with long hair. And then she cut it. So it's like up to her ears, like a pixie cut. She was like, oh, no.
I ruined her. But I still like the Weird Barbies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody deserves to be loved. Round number two. The category is United States capitals. Question one. What desert city is the state capital city with the largest population at over 1.6 million? Question two. New York City is not the capital of New York. Kansas City is not the capital of Kansas. Which state shares a name with its capital city? Question three. Lansing, a capital city, is the sixth largest city in which state? Sometimes called the Wolverine State or the Mitten State. Question four. Can you name a state capital named after a United States president? There are four correct answers. Question five. The easternmost U.S. capital city is Augusta, located in which state? Question six. The capital of New York is first alphabetically. What is it? Question seven. The nickname of the capital of Colorado is the Mile High City. What is its actual name? And now the round two answers. Question one. Which desert city is the state capital city with the largest population at over 1.6 million? Phoenix, Arizona. Did you know that Phoenix is the capital of Arizona?
No, we haven't learned capitals.
Well, this might be a rough round for you. Question two. New York City is not the capital of New York. Kansas City is not the capital of Kansas. Which state shares a name with its capital city? Iowa City is not the capital of Iowa either.
The capital of Iowa is Des Moines. Capital of Nebraska is Lincoln. The capital of Arizona is Phoenix. I don't know, Utah?
The answer is Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We would also have taken Indianapolis, Indiana, because Indiana, the word Indiana is in the spelling of Indianapolis. So we take that one too. Question three. Lansing, a capital city, is the sixth largest city in which state? Sometimes called the Wolverine State or the Mitten State.
Michigan.
It is Michigan. How did you get that one?
Because of the Mitten State.
Yeah, because the state of Michigan looks like a mitten.
So some of our cousins live in Michigan. And it looks like a mitten, and some of our cousins live in Italy, and it looks like a boot, which I think is kind of cool.
That is funny. I never thought about that. They both live in places that look like an article of clothing. Huh. Question four. Can you name a state capital named after a U.S. president? There are four correct answers. You only have to name one to get the point, though.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes, one of them is Lincoln, Nebraska. That is correct. The other answers would be Jefferson City, Missouri, Madison, Wisconsin, or Jackson, Mississippi. Cool. Question five. The easternmost U.S. capital city is Augusta. In which state?
I have no idea whatsoever.
Maine. Maine is the easternmost state in the United States.
She really wants to go there.
She does really want to go to Maine. Question six. The capital of New York is the first alphabetically. What is it? It is Albany. Albany, New York. Or Albany. I don't know. Question seven. The nickname of the capital of Colorado is the Mile High City. What is its actual name?
Denver.
It is Denver. And do you know why Denver is called the Mile High City?
I was thinking, no.
It is because Denver is 5,280 feet above sea level. And what is 5,280 feet equal? A mile. So it's called the Mile High City.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Round number three, the category is bowling. Question one, what is the term for knocking down all the pins with a single throw in bowling? Question two, what is the maximum score that can be achieved in a game of bowling? Question three, how many pins are set up at the beginning of each frame? Question four, what is the name for the trench on either side of a bowling lane that must be avoided for a ball to knock down any pins? Question five, how many holes are in a standard bowling ball? Question six, what is it called when a bowler knocks down all remaining pins with their second throw in a frame? Question 7. What variation of bowling is played with a smaller ball with no finger holes and pins that are shorter, thinner, and lighter? Answers to round number 3, question 1. What is the term for knocking down all 10 pins with a single throw in bowling?
A strike.
Yes, it is a strike. Have you gotten a strike before?
Yes.
A lot of times?
Twice.
Oh, twice. That's good. We don't bowl that often, so that's good. Question two, what is the maximum score that can be achieved in a game of bowling?
Let me think.
The answer is 300.
That's what I was thinking, but I was like, that's impossible.
Yeah, it's 300 points. If you get a strike every time you bowl in the whole game, you get 300 points. I can't even break 100 most of... No, never. I'm a terrible bowler. Like, if I get in the 80s, it's a good game for me. Question three. How many pins are set up at the beginning of each frame?
10.
10. There are 10 pins in bowling. Question four. What is the name for the trench on either side of a bowling lane that must be avoided for a ball to knock down any pins?
Gutter.
It is the gutter. So yeah, if you do throw the ball into the gutter, what is it called? A gutter ball.
Oh.
Question five. How many holes are in a standard bowling ball?
Three.
There are. One for two fingers and one for your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Question six. What is it called when a bowler knocks down all remaining pins with their second throw in a frame?
Oh, that's a spare.
Yep. So if you knock down all the pins on the first throw, it's a strike. And then if you get the rest of your pins on the second throw, it's a spare.
Yeah.
Question seven. What variation of bowling is played with a smaller ball with no finger holes and pins that are shorter, thinner, and lighter?
My school bowling?
This is called duck pin or candle pin bowling. We've never played duck pin bowling. I've seen it before, but I've never played it. I think it's about the same thing, just with smaller balls and smaller pins.
And no holes,
right. Round number four, the category is forest animals. Question one, which furry animal has a distinctive black mask across its eyes and is known for its mischievous behavior? Question two, which furry animal is often kept as a pet and is known for its long ears and soft fur? Question three, what is the largest member of the deer family found in North America? Question four, what small, bushy-tailed mammal is known for its ability to climb trees and store food for winter? Question five, what is the only marsupial in North America? Question six, what type of bird can peck with its beak up to 20 times per second? Question seven, what is a baby skunk called? Round number four answers. Question one, which furry animal has a distinctive black mask across its eyes and is known for its mischievous behavior?
A raccoon.
Yes, it is a raccoon. And I will tell you guys something. When I was a kid, we had a pet raccoon at one time. Well, actually two different times we had pet raccoons.
And you still had a pet and I didn't.
That's because I lived on a farm. My dad was a builder and so he would build buildings on these farms. And there were times where he found a baby raccoon and the mother had abandoned it. So he brought it home and we took care of it and fed it with a baby bottle and raised it. And it was so awesome. I'll see if I can find a picture from when I was little of our pet raccoon. His name was Elvis, the last one we had. Elvis the raccoon.
I have another story too about a raccoon. One time we were at this park here. A while ago, there were like these rocks and this big gutter thing. And I was just sitting on the top of the gutter. And you guys were like around it and a raccoon showed up behind me and I screamed and ran.
I remember this. It was in like a culvert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe it was my pet from when I was in high school. Come back to find me. Question two, which furry animal is often kept as a pet and is known for its long ears and soft fur?
A bunny.
Yep. A bunny or a rabbit.
My cousin, he is a bunny or a rabbit or whatever you want to call it. And its name is Jamal.
It is Jamal. Yep. And it's a girl. Question three. What is the largest member of the deer family found in North America?
Elk.
Oh, good guess. It is actually a moose.
Moose. Alpaca. Moose.
Moose. Alpaca.
Narwhal.
What is that from? Is that from...
Totally rad llama.
Super llama drama llama. All right, question four. What small bushy-tailed mammal is known for its ability to climb trees and store food for winter?
Squirrel.
Squirrel is correct. Question five. What is the only marsupial in North America? An opossum. So a marsupial is an animal that has a pouch, like a pouch animal. And opossums are the only one in North America. And they are not the cutest animals.
Ugly.
They are ugly. But I like them. They are so cool. They have like a long, thick rat tail. Question six. What type of bird can peck with its beak up to 20 times per second?
Woodpecker.
That's right. I love the sound. Question seven. What is a baby skunk called? a kit. Like a kitten without the tin. Just a kit. Baby skunks called kits can spray when they are just 8 days old.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I wouldn't want to be a skunk's mom and have them be mad.
Have you ever seen a baby skunk? They are the cutest. Oh my word, so cute. Round number 5, the category is music. Question 1. What instrument does a percussionist primarily play? Question 2. What billionaire musician is an American songwriter born on December 13th, 1989? Question 3. What is a musical group with 3 singers called? Question 4. What is the term for the person who directs an orchestra? Question 5. What famous band was composed of members John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr? Question 6. In which country did the famous style of music called reggae originate? Cuba, Mexico, or Jamaica? Question 7. What instrument has groups of keys known as naturals and accidentals? And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. What instrument does a percussionist primarily play?
Drums.
What are you in the band, Ren?
A percussionist.
You play the drums and the xylophone and...
And the triangle and the bongos and the bells and the... A lot of stuff. And the shaker and the snare drums and the bass drums and...
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. You got a lot of things you got to know. Question 2. What billionaire musician is an American songwriter born on December 13th, 1989?
I'm just going to throw it out. Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift. She is a billionaire.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Good for her. Question 3. What is a musical group with 3 singers called?
Oh, yeah. Trio.
A trio, yeah. A duo is 2. A trio is 3.
Trio. Tree light. Come on.
Question 4. What is the term for the person who directs an orchestra?
The conductor.
The conductor is correct, and he holds a baton and goes a 1, 2, 3, 4, and a 1.
And he also holds a steering wheel and a bell.
What? Like on a train?
Train.
Oh. Question 5. What famous band was composed of members John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr?
Harrison was the only one that I knew. Isn't it the Beatles?
It is the Beatles!
At first I thought of the Beach Boys, but I was like...
And George Harrison was the one that gave it away for you?
Yeah,
he's not one of the, like, most popular ones, I wouldn't say.
Probably not. I don't know, I just heard his name before.
Question 6. In what country did the famous style of music called reggae originate? Cuba, Mexico, or Jamaica?
I remember seeing this in our music. It's Jamaica.
It is Jamaica. Yaman. Do you know what reggae music sounds like?
No.
It's sort of like an islandy kind of vibe. Very like cool Caribbean vibes, I would say. Question 7. What instrument has groups of keys known as naturals and accidentals?
Xylophone?
A piano. The white keys are naturals and the black keys are accidentals. Or sharps or flats. Did you know? I had no idea they were called naturals and accidentals.
I knew that they were called naturals, but not accidentals.
Well, we learned something new. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one, which famous adventure hero was named after the family dog?
Indiana Jones.
Question two, the capital of New York is first alphabetically. What is it?
Albany.
Question three, what is the maximum score that can be achieved in a game of bowling?
300.
Question four, what is the largest member of the deer family found in North America?
Moose.
Alpaca.
Moose.
Alpaca. Question five, what instrument has groups of keys known as naturals and accidentals?
Piano.
Question six, what desert city is the state capital city with the largest population at over 1.6 million?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Question seven, what is the only marsupial in North America?
Opossum. Alpaca.
Moose, alpaca. What is that song called? Happy Llama, Sad Llama?
Yeah.
When that song first came out, you listened to it so many times.
Just because my friends there's this girl in my class that just started randomly singing it, and I was like, what is that song? She was like, Happy Llama, Sad Llama. So I went home and I looked it up and I asked my Alexa to play that song. And it said, Happy Llama, Sad Llama,
totally rad llama, super llama, drama llama, big
fat mama llama, loose, goose, llama on the loose.
Oh, man.
Yes, you can. Awkward turtles make weird babies. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Big Mr. Coconut
turned into a palm tree. Moose, a black.
If you guys haven't heard that song, it is narwhal. It's so annoying, but it's so catchy. Oh, and it's so weird. The awkward turtles make weird babies is the strangest music lyric there ever was. Okay, sorry about that. Here come the shout outs. Jurassic Park comes from Cody.
Thank you, Cody.
Chronicles of Narnia comes from Brooke and Jace.
Thank you, Brooke and Jace.
Indiana Jones comes from Leilani.
Thank you, Leilani.
Harry Potter comes from Malia.
Thank you, Malia.
Capitals and Big Cities comes from Penelope along with the questions. Thank you, Penelope.
Bowling comes from Casey.
Not me.
And Onyx.
Thank you, Casey and Onyx.
Music comes from Elliot.
Thanks, Elliot.
You.
And we have a Patreon subscriber birthday shout out. Happy birthday to Andreas.
Thank you.
He's turning 5 years old. Hope you have the best birthday. Thanks for being a Patreon subscriber and listening to us and supporting us, Andreas. You rock.
Thank you.
And here comes your conversation starter. What is the best way to spend time indoors during the winter?
Friends.
Playing with friends?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Or electronics, that would work too.
Yeah, you guys would play electronics all day if you could. All right, thank you guys for listening. Hey, tune in for next week when we do episode 100.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can see all of our new videos. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast, or you can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.